Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone today. Praise the Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. I thank and praise God today. This is Prophetess Brown coming to you live on the radio broadcast for the End Time Men and Women Global Ministry today. We thank you, oh God. I give honor and thanks to God for this opportunity to be able to pray for the people of God. I thank and praise him for it, and I don't take it lightly. I give honor to my apostle, Edward and Deborah Deans of the End Time Men and Women Global Ministries. I thank and praise the women and men of God. I thank and praise God for me being under this ministry. The Spirit of the Lord has put it upon my heart on this Saturday that we are to take a praise break. The praise break you can take at any, wherever you're at. It doesn't matter where you're at, whether you're at home, whether you're at the grocery store, whether you're out walking, whether you're cleaning up, you're at the park. Mm-hmm. It's a time to give God some praise because God wants our praise. Mm-hmm. God loves our praise. So whoever mm-hmm. or whatever you're at, just take a moment, even if you have to do it in silence. If you can take a break mm-hmm. Lord at this time, the Lord has been, hallelujah, so good to us.
He's been so good to us.
So if we can just take some time on a busy day like today, I know many of us, it is like a time when we might be having a little break where we're not working and we might be running here or there, but he wants us to give him some praise, whether we just lift up our hands or whether we do it in silence or just stand somewhere or lay down, it doesn't matter. Just give mm-hmm. the Lord some praise. And this is what the Lord has put upon my heart for these next few Saturdays, is to give him praise and to thank him, to give him worship like never before, because the days are short. The days are short and the time is near. Mm-hmm. So we're giving God some worship, giving him some praise as much as we can. You know, clap your hands, lift your hands up, close your eyes, lay down or whatever mm-hmm. it is you do to consecrate yourself unto the Lord today. And so we give honor and praise unto our mighty God on today. We're going to have a scripture reading. And today, our scripture reading, if you would like to turn there or just listen, is coming from James 5, and I'll be reading from 7 through 16. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it until he receives the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draw not. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. My brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Yet we have heard the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Be above all things But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay. He fell into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Be against to sing song. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. That is the word of the Lord. Thank him for his word. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. We're going to have a song right now, and then we'll go into prayer.
To the place I wanna go, I wanna be where you are. That's where I wanna go, in that higher place. That's where I wanna be, in that breathless. All the holy of holies, take me, take me, take me, take me, take me. Reason why I said that the spirit is called, I wanna be taken. I want to be taken to that heaven. I want to be taken to that spirit that is in you. Anybody else want to go?
Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to your throne of grace on this noon afternoon, and we give you praise, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for our life, our health, and our strength, oh Lord. Father, I repent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I repent from anything I thought wrong or said wrong or did wrong, oh Lord, before you, oh God. I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you forgive me, oh Lord. Cleanse my mind and cleanse my heart, oh God, from any unrighteousness, oh God, that I have committed against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I ask you, oh God, to let me decrease, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that the increase, hallelujah, of your glory, hallelujah, that your glory may be seen, oh God, and heard, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I give you praise, oh God, for you are so worthy, hallelujah. You're worthy of all praise and all glory and all honor, oh God. So I thank you all today, oh God. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that everything that's not like you, every witch, oh God, every warlock, oh God, every medium, oh Lord, every demon that thought he had in an assignment, oh God, on your people on today, oh God, I say, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that those assignments are canceled right now, oh God. We send them back to the dry places, oh God, where they belong, oh God. They have no authority, no place on this radio blog, oh Lord, no place in the lives of the people on this radio blog. So we thank you, oh God. We give you praise, oh God, that these assignments have been canceled because they don't belong to you, so they're going back to the dry places, oh God. God, we give you thanks because you are just so worthy. You're so worthy of all praise, worthy of all honor, for you are the King of Kings, oh God. And we lift you up because you are Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah. You have provided for us, oh God, each and every day, oh God. Hallelujah, just to waken us up this morning and giving us our life and our health and our strength, oh God. You breathe life into our lungs on today, oh God. You woke us up in our right mind, oh God. So we give you praise, oh God, for being Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah, for being a provider, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God, the one who heals each and every day, oh God. Yes, Lord, you're still performing your miracles of healing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for being the ultimate healer, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being Elohim, oh God. Ah, yes, God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for you are the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you are our bright and morning star, oh God. What would we do without the brightness of a day, oh God? Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we don't live in darkness, oh God. So, God, we thank you, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, for being God all by yourself, for being the God of everything, oh God, for being I am, oh God. Thank you, oh God. We worship and we lift you up, oh God. We magnify your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We thank you for being the comforter on today, oh God. What would we do if we didn't have your comforting spirit, oh God? We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, oh God. Your Holy Spirit is present right now at this time, oh God. We truly give you praise, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being our rock. Hallelujah, oh God, for in those places, oh God, that when we don't know what to do or what to say or where to go, oh God, we thank you, oh Lord, that we know that you work it out for us all the time and every time. When we come to you, oh God, you're always there, oh God. So we thank you, oh Lord. We adore you today, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, oh Lord. We praise your holy name, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are breaking chains of depression right now, oh God. For those who may be experiencing loneliness and depressive spirits, oh God. We cast those spirits out, those spirits of anxiety, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, for being a chain breaker, oh Lord. Hallelujah, yes, God. We cast out anxiety. We cast it out right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We cast out fear, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, for what you have done, oh God, and for what I cannot see, oh God, that you, Father God, are working it out. We thank you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free, oh Lord, from all kinds of bondage, Lord God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you, hallelujah, have equipped us, oh Lord. You've equipped us, oh God. You gave us the food, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for saving. For saving our families, oh God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for giving us a right mind, oh God. It's so don't have a right mind. So we thank you, Lord God, that we are in good mental health, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. And we worship your holy name for it, oh Lord. We thank you, oh Lord, for our right mind, oh God. We thank you for covering us, oh Lord, each and every day, oh God. Even when we don't even realize what you're doing, oh God, you're still covering us, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you keep sending your angels before us each and every step that we go. Even when we're driving our cars, oh God, we give you praise, oh God, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your covering on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you have given us the seeds of the earth, our children, oh God. We thank you for blessing our children, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for each and every daughter and each and every son, each and every grandchild, oh Lord, that you have given unto us, oh God. We count it all joy. We count it a blessing, oh God. And we lift your name up, for you are so worthy. Worthy is your name, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. Thank you, oh Lord, for the children, hallelujah, that you have given us on this day, Father God. We thank you, oh God, for the jobs that you provide for us, oh Lord. That you make financial ways out of no ways for us, oh God. Hallelujah, yes, God. You bless us, oh Lord, to be in the land of the living and to be able to do the things that we want to do, to give us the desires, hallelujah, of our hearts, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the food, hallelujah, that you put on our tables, oh God. There's so many that don't have anything to eat, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're able, Father God, to have meals on this day, Father God, that you provide for us a meal, Father God. It's not anything that we take lightly, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us food on our tables, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can love you, oh God. Love you, hallelujah, with an unconditional love, oh Lord. Hallelujah, that we can lean and depend on you, oh God. Thank you for our life, hallelujah, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us strength on today, oh God. Pray, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for the strength, oh God, that you give us, oh Lord. The strength, oh Lord, that is made so perfect in our weakness, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for the strength, hallelujah, for the wisdom, oh God, that you're giving us each and every day. Each and everything that we need to do, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we can consult you, Father God, before we do anything, oh God. No matter how big or how small, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, oh Lord, for your wisdom, oh God. Yes, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, God, that you woke us up in perfect health today, oh God. That our minds were not gone when we woke up, oh Lord. They had the activities of our limb, oh God. Hallelujah, yes, God. We thank you and we praise you for it. We thank you, Lord God, that you kept us, Lord God, from all dangers seen and unseen, oh God. It could have been anything else, but because of you, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've kept us, oh Lord. for all terms and danger, oh God. We pray, oh God, for sickness right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up, Lord God, all forms of disease, oh God. High blood pressure, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, has to go, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, go, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Diabetes, hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
We
yes,
thank
God.
You that
yes,
you cast God. It out, oh Lord. Those who are
cast
struggling, Lord God, with diabetes, oh God, let them know, oh God, give them the wisdom, oh Lord. Let them know that they can overcome it in you, oh Lord, in the name
of
Jesus. Because it's nothing too hard for our God. It's nothing too hard for you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we bind up cancer in the lives of your people right now, oh God.
Yes, God.
Yes,
God.
Say cancer, you got to go in the name of Jesus, yes, oh God. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, because we know, oh God, that you are the ultimate healer, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up hips and leg pain right now, oh God. Those who are suffering with hips and leg pain, oh God, we bind it up and cast it out, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against all forms of heart issues right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Regulate the heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. You made it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Go with the doctors and give wisdom right now, oh God. Anybody having surgery right now on the heart, oh God. You made the doctors, oh God. You gave them the knowledge, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Work your miracle right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for providing us with the healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Your power, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise. Hallelujah, yes, God. We thank you, Lord.
We
thank
you,
Lord, that we can come, oh God, and know that we can have a discerning spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we lean and depend on you, oh God, when we connect with you, oh God, when we travail for you, oh God. Hallelujah, yes, Jesus, you can give and do anything for us, oh God. There is nothing too hard for you, Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, God. We pray for those who are in the hospital right now, especially if they're alone, if they're in a nursing home, oh Lord, where they're not getting visitors, oh God. You be a visitation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that those who are suffering in those nursing homes and hospitals, oh Lord, and go with the nurses right now, oh God. Go with each and every physician right now. Give them a mind of Christ to care for your people, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, I give you praise. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God.
Thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, oh God, and we pray, oh God, for our government right now, oh God.
Yes, God.
In every sector of the government right now, whether it be our world leaders, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you, Father, we know, oh God, that all of us need prayer, but we are asking, oh God, for those who have rule over us, oh Lord, those in the governmental positions, whether it be on the federal or the state or the city levels, oh Lord, or the world leaders, our presidents, oh Lord, we ask, oh Lord, that you give them a godly mind. Let them be godly leaders, oh Lord. Bless them, oh Lord, because they have authority over us. Hallelujah, yes, God. We pray, oh Lord, for all of those governmental leaders right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh Lord, for the families who are, Father God. We're experiencing, Father God, the mad shootings in the United States and in the other places in the world, oh God. For the families, oh Lord, who are grieving right now, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask, oh God, that your comforting spirit, oh God, be with those families right now. The ones who lost children, oh Lord. We know that's a difficult place, oh Lord, to be in, Jesus. So we ask you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, pray for those in our schools, oh God. Pray, Lord God, that those leaders and teachers become lovers of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're asking, asking for a radical move of you, oh Lord, in the school system right now, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for what we don't even know, Father God, that you're working out right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We give your name praise, and we glorify your name on today, oh God. We pray, oh God, for our churches, Jesus. We pray, oh God, that we become more unified in the body of Christ, oh Lord. We pray that our church communities, hallelujah, will look up to you for each and everything, oh God, that they lean and depend on the wisdom of God. Hallelujah, yes, God, that we will come running for you, Jesus, hallelujah, in every aspect of the word, oh God. So we give you praise.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Lord. We give your name glory.
You,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Pray, oh Lord,
hallelujah,
that our family, hallelujah, be restored unto you, oh God. We break every spirit of disconnect,
yes,
every spirit, rebellious spirit. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. We pray that our families will not fuss and fight, hallelujah, that they begin to come together, that they begin to love on one another, the more and the more, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for making our families together, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We're asking, Lord God, that we begin to even trust you even the more, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Trust you with all our heart. Trust you, lean, depend on you for everything, oh God. Even in this direction of what should I do next, Lord? How should I do it, God? Just ask the Lord, because he can direct us, Lord. Yes, God, we thank you for your direction. We thank you, oh God, that we begin to trust in you more, Lord. Trust in your peace and everything. Hallelujah, yes, God. God is opening up the doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I see a big door, like the Roman doors. That's how big of a door he's opening up for the people of God. Just begin to talk to him. Connect with him. Because the door is open. It's a big wide door. Hallelujah, oh God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you that we can walk through the door. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for each and every door. I don't know who's waiting, hallelujah, for a door to open. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for opening
you,
up that door. A door that your hand can shut. Hallelujah, Lord. That door is open. Just walk through it. God said the door is open. Walk through the door. Thank you, Jesus. It's not a little door. Hallelujah. It's a big door. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting your people walk through the door. Hallelujah. For whatever it is you need. Hallelujah. Oh, God, say you can have it. Hallelujah. Just walk through the door. Trust in him with all your might.
Hallelujah.
For everything, oh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah to your mighty name. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for eyes have not seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, God.
Hallelujah.
I give you praise, oh God, for everything you have done. Everything. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
You're so worthy, hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. God is worthy. God is worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Thank
oh,
you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. I love you.
Yes,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God,
thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. One prayer request before we close. I have a prayer request. I don't know if anyone
knows
a prayer request, but I have a prayer request from Miguel. A prayer request, love, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, go with this young man, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give thanks to the Lord for him, oh God, for the vessel that you have given onto this earth called Miguel. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, you know what this young man is facing with, oh Lord. You know the troubles and the struggles that he's having, oh God. But our God is bigger than anything that the devil thought that he had. So he asks, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you lead and guide him. He's asking for wisdom upon this day, oh Lord. And we know that you are the ultimate one, Lord God, that you know everything, Lord God. So we ask, oh God, that you give us wisdom beyond the measure of his own thoughts, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, go with him, Lord God. Cover him, Lord God. Cover him and coming and going. Cover him, Lord God, each and every place that he has to trample his feet on each day, oh Lord. Be with him and see him and guide him, Lord God. Cover his vehicle. Provide for him the things that he needs, oh Lord. Not the things always that he wants, Lord God. Thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do. Thank you, oh God, for the testimony that he will have in his mouth, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise for him. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Is there any prayer request on today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, well, if there are not any prayer requests on behalf of the Anti-Mormon Global Ministry.
Prayer request for the Darby's.
For the Darby's. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And prayer request for Prophetess Caritha.
Caritha.
Yes.
Okay.
Prayer request for my family.
Is this for Caritha, the same person?
No, I just want prayer. My name is Prophetess Caritha, and you can pray for me and my family.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise and honor today, and we give you thanks for the Darby family, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord, for this family that you have put on this earth, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you're covering them in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. You know their heart desires, Lord God. You know their needs, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just ask, oh, Father God, that you give them a visitation on today, oh, Lord, a visitation like never before, oh, God. We ask, oh, God, that they incline their ears, hallelujah, incline their hearts, that they lift up their countenance unto you, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in this family. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting each and every need, oh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you for what you're going to do on this day, Father God. Lead and guide them, Lord God, in the pathway in which you want them to go, oh, Lord. So we give you praise and we thank you for the Darby family right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise. We thank and we praise you for Prophetess Caritha and her family right now, oh, God. We thank you for the Prophetess, Lord God, that you have given a word in her mouth, oh, God. A word, Father God, that she shall give to her family, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. Don't hold back, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord. Don't hold back when you need to tell your family what the word of God said and what he's going to do in the lives of your people. Don't hold back, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. I give you praise for this family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the prophets of her family, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, that you're covering, oh, Lord. from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you're meeting every need, oh God. You know the need,
God.
You know the desire right now in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, oh
Lord.
God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank
you
for the prophetess.
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Tell them like it is in the name of Jesus. Go.
Yes,
let
yes,
God
Lord.
Be your mouthpiece in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, God, we give you praise. And yes, God, we thank you, Lord.
We
thank
you
for the manifestation.
Hallelujah.
Of your glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, your
thank
glory.
You.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Father. Thank you for covering.
Thank
you for
Lord.
Covering the Carissa family in the name of Jesus,
yes, God.
God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
God
thank
bless you.
You.
God bless
Amen.
You. Man.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank God for this
thank
day.
You,
thank God for all of those who are in attendance. And we give you praise and on the behalf of the End Time Men and
thank
Women
you.
Global Ministries and Apostle Edward and Deborah Dean. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for
thank you,
taking
Lord.
A time out for an End Time prayer. And we give you praise and glory to God. And have a good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen.